This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you are asking what's going to be going on with the latest exchange that is supposed to be opening up, what, November 1st? Is that when the next health exchange is going to open up? If you notice, we haven't really heard that much. You know, it's interesting. While we're still in August, all right, you know, even though you and I are thinking about it, the media doesn't cover it. It's not anything that's very exciting to talk about. And the health exchanges are still there. Obamacare is still the law of the land. So we are moving, you know, we are just still doing like what we did last year. You're going to have less choices, of course. And my guess is you're going to have at least 25% rate hikes with what we've been hearing across the board throughout the country. But what's the government doing? Well, while Congress is on recess, they say the Senate Health Committee is going to is planning on holding two hearings next month on how the nation's health insurance marketplaces can be stabilized. The GOP and Democratic leaders are exploring whether they could craft a bipartisan but limited bill aimed at curbing rising premiums for people who buy their own insurance. In many markets, consumers are seeing steeply rising premiums, and fewer insurers are willing to sell policies. And that we've seen. I am very concerned about a bipartisan bill that kisses the butt of insurance companies. Because us taking dollars, and you guys know how I feel. For some of you new to my show, let me put this very succinctly. Why the hell are we giving billions of dollars to an insurance company to buy down a high premium when those billions of dollars could go to making clinics in every city for people with no insurance to go to and get immediate care? I can't stand seeing this money get wasted. Imagine what that money could do. Imagine eyeglasses, imagine diabetic medications, diabetic footwear, insulin shots, syringes. This money could be going to so much. And instead, it's to pay down $1,000 premiums for people who qualify under Obamacare. The system is set up so stupid, I just can't even, I'm just so mad. Anyway, a September 6th hearing will feature state insurance commissioners. The next day's witnesses will be governors, and then both groups will be bipartisan. They say the names are going to be released later, so we don't know who's going to be there yet. They say the push for even a modest compromise is expected to be difficult. Okay, the Republicans have vowed that they were going to dismantle Barack Obama's health care law, and it really is a crappy law. Trying to duct tape it together is stupid, and Democrats have to realize that, you know? You know, if Hillary ran, won, you know, I told you guys Obamacare was going to go by the wayside. Not that I'm saying I wanted Hillary to win. Lord have mercy. No, but there was no way Hillary was going to keep Obamacare. She was going to want to make a Hillary care. Remember, this was her idea to begin with decades ago. So why would she, you know, allow a crappy bill to still infect her presidency? So, I don't know why the Democrats are trying so hard to keep something that's hurting them. And the media is making it look like that if the GOP doesn't fix this and doesn't fix it now, they're not going to win the midterms. And the media is trying to push the Republicans to come up with a stupid, crappy bill, just like the Democrats did in 2009. 2009. But that's not, you know, they can't fall for that trap, okay? The Democrats running on saving Obamacare is not a very strong campaign. So, I like the idea of the Republicans in the GOP, you know, still working to fix this. I would have liked to see the previous bill pass. I think it was a good start. Was it perfect? No, it wasn't perfect. But at least it was a good start, because right now we still have, I believe, the mandates are still in place. We still get fined. I'm not sure if Trump told the IRS not to go after us if we don't have health insurance. But, you know, these are, there's still the job-killing aspects of the American Care, or the, ACA, American Care Act, I apologize. I know it's been, we have so many names of bills now. Where was I at? You see, look at this. Now I'm all verklempt. Okay, it's because I'm so frustrated by this. I'm allowed to get verklempt. It happens. What does verklempt mean? I think menopausal. No, verklempt means I'm not menopausal yet. Verklempt means I'm just so emotional with stuff that I can't get my words out. Anyway, so the Health Committee Chairman Lamar Alexander, Republican from Tennessee, said the panel's top Democrat, Senator Patty Murray of Washington State, said they would try writing a bill aimed at steadying the individual marketplaces. Alexander said he'd like the bill to include a one-year continuation of federal payments to insurers who reduce costs for lower-earning customers. Okay, that's nice, but where are the insurance companies going to make it on the back end? Are they going to continue to increase rates for middle America? You know, the reason why the Democrats lost the election is because middle America, you know, really was fed up. You know, we need to help our poor. We need to help our weak. We need to help our disabled. We have to. But we're just having millions upon millions more fall into that bracket, and I'd like that addressed. You know, why do we have 72 million people on Medicaid? Why is it still rising? I mean, what is, you know, why are we, you know, why are we so poor and destitute? We're supposed to be one of the richest nations in the country. We're supposed to have millions and millions of jobs. Why are we in this position where we have so many people needing, you know, government help and subsidies? So, we'll talk more about this, but I'm not optimistic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. The basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call Incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mackenzie, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, boy, well, Johnson & Johnson. Man, they have definitely gotten hit with a lot of lawsuits. All right? We're being told that they may be facing, this is crazy, a, quote, tidal wave of lawsuits due to the opioid crisis. We're going to talk about that in a second. But the first one that made headlines was this $417 million settlement that a California jury, a California jury on Monday ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay. So maybe it's not a settlement. It's a judgment. And they need to pay $417 million to a woman who claims she developed cancer, ovarian cancer, after using the company's talc-based products like Johnson's baby powder for feminine hygiene. The Los Angeles Superior Court jury's verdict in favor of California resident Eva Echeverra was the largest yet in lawsuits, alleging Johnson & Johnson failed to adequately warn consumers about the cancer risks of its talc-based products. According to her lawyer, Mark Robinson, we are grateful for the jury's verdict on this matter and that Eva Echeverra was able to have her day in court. The verdict included $70 million in compensatory damages and $347 million in punitive damages. This is a huge setback for Johnson & Johnson, which faces 4,800 similar claims nationally and has been hit with over $300 million in verdicts by juries in Missouri. They say we will appeal today's verdict because we are guided by the science, which supports the safety of Johnson's baby powder. This is a tough one. So what happened? She's 63 years old, and I don't know if you guys remember this, but she claims she developed terminal ovarian cancer after decades of using Johnson & Johnson products. Her lawyers argued that Johnson & Johnson encouraged women to use its products despite knowing of studies linking ovarian cancer to genetic talc use. Johnson & Johnson lawyers countered that studies in federal agencies have not found talc products to be carcinogenic. So the trial follows five prior ones in Missouri State Court, where many lawsuits are pending. Johnson & Johnson has lost four of those trials, and along with the talc supplier, has been hit with over $307 million in verdicts. Before Monday, the largest verdict was about $110 million. The Missouri cases, which have largely been brought by out-of-state plaintiffs, have faced jurisdictional questions after the Supreme Court issued a ruling in June that limited where personal injury lawsuits can be filed. In a decision in a case involving Bristol-Myers Squibb, the Supreme Court said state courts cannot hear claims against companies that are not based in the state when the alleged injuries did not occur there. The ruling prompted a St. Louis judge at New Jersey-based Johnson & Johnson's urging to declare a mistrial in the talc case already underway. But they say the judge has nonetheless left the door open for the plaintiffs to argue they still have jurisdiction based on the bottler Johnson & Johnson used to package its products. So, this is rough. This is very, very rough. Didn't they have, okay, hold on a second. There was something also that happened a few years back, their Tylenol lawsuit. Actually, from what we're being told, Johnson & Johnson had to pay $33 million to 42 states and the District of Columbia to settle a lawsuit alleging, and here we go with a pop-up. Let me get rid of the pop-up. I apologize. They had to settle a lawsuit alleging that it misrepresented the quality of Tylenol, Motrin, and other over-the-counter drugs. New Jersey's going to receive about $1 million as part of the agreement. So apparently, with this, the states and District of Columbia filed a lawsuit saying the company violated their consumer protection laws by making false or misleading representations about its over-the-counter products and distributing at least some drugs that didn't meet regulatory standards. As part of the settlement, McNeil said it would not claim on its websites that its facilities meet the FDA's good manufacturing practices if its over-the-counter drugs has been recalled in the past 12 months. So this is just another example of some of the mayhem that's going on right now in the Johnson & Johnson world. And I know a lot of people have been really freaked out about these products and talc. And, you know, there have been studies linking talcum powder to ovarian cancer. The problem with this is people get ovarian cancer. It's a cancer. Just like people get colon cancer, people get lung cancer, people get breast cancer. You know, how do you prove that ovarian cancer was really the result of the talcum powder versus not? Now, if somebody, and I don't know all the cases, they're not telling us, but if let's say they took out the diseased ovary and they found in this ovary sediments of the talc, that could be very telling in a court case. They didn't have to because they found a link, the jury assume there was a link. But, you know, as a physician, I need to really know the facts of what's going on. It's heartbreaking that she got cancer, and if she got it because she was using, you know, these products, it's absolutely heartbreaking, and I feel for her. But as a doctor, I understand that the jury went the side of the prosecution. But as we know, juries, you know, whether they're convinced by the science or not, there's a lot of emotion that could be behind the rulings. And I, as a doctor, need to know what exactly is the science. Because women use feminine hygiene products a lot. And if I have to warn you all to not put anything in your Lily, you know, I need to know now so I can start warning you. And I am a Lily, hoo-ha, whatever, vagina, okay? Let's call it vagina, okay? It's a medical show. I could say the word. You know, how would talc cause ovarian cancer? Aren't ovarians kind of high up? They are. True, there's an air that gets expelled, and, you know, depending on the type of product, if people are sprinkling powder, could the powder climb up with semen and sperm? Could it, through the air and the blow of it, you know, go up very far? We don't know. Could it be that the talc gets absorbed and there's something in that that then triggers the ovary to, or some ovarian cells to go rogue? Let me see the latest. Hold on one second here. There was another, we talked about this on the show. There was another scientific reason that might have caused it, and I forget the chemical discussed, but it was something we talked about on the show where, and I apologize, I'm trying to locate it now, and of course my computer's giving me a hard time. So, anyway, my recommendation to anybody using products that are out there that appear to be designed to be safe. This is the same thing I've been telling you, whether you're using a natural supplement, whether you're, you know, taking a vitamin or whatever. Just because something is over the counter doesn't mean it's 1,050% safe. And it doesn't mean that it can't cause an effect or something down the line. And again, I'm not saying talcum powder is carcinogenic. I need to see more science on that. And the Dr. Dahlia news team, I don't know where they are. They're on break. The internet's not working. This is just absolute mayhem right now. But, it makes you wonder. You know, the big thing I'm wondering is deodorant and breast cancer. They keep flirting with that idea that women wearing all this deodorant is putting themselves at risk for breast cancer because the chemicals that get absorbed under the arm. To me, that's very believable. I want to be reluctant to, vocally and publicly believe it. But deep down, I'm like, gosh, you know, I mean, I've been putting deodorant on, and I don't put, just a little spot. I mean, my axilla, my underarm area, it probably takes at least, I don't know, maybe 7 centimeters. That's a lot of, distance. That's a lot of square area that I'm applying deodorant to. So, hold on one second. I really want to look up this scientific thing. Sorry about this, guys. It's just, I can't not look at this. Okay, where is this here? Talcum powder and cancer. And again, there's no, maybe it's because the internet is like, yeah, I'm scared. All right, so there's magnesium, silicon, oxygen, and talcum powder. It absorbs moisture well. And so there was one study where animals exposed to it might have caused tumors. In people, there was another type of study that looked at cancer rates. And so right now, according to the American Cancer Society, there's not enough studies as of those. However, there are suggestions that there could be a link to ovarian cancer. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Graydon from Tampa writes, I've been dating my girlfriend for 3 years and haven't cheated once. We're engaged, and I just read a story about weddings that break up because someone slept with the bridesmaid. It's a cliche, but I think it's me. I am so attracted to my girlfriend's friends. They are so hot. So is she, but I want other women. Is this normal, or will this mean I'll be tempted to cheat once we're married? So, you know, at the outset when I read this, I'm like, really, you're about to get married and you're thinking about her friends? Yeah, you're doomed. But I need to answer this very honestly. He asks, is this normal? In the wild, humans, right, in the wild, yeah, it's very normal. It is very normal for a guy to be attracted, And it could be, you know, a girl or whatever, you know, but if we're, let's say, looking at the, you know, stereotypical, you know, relationship talked about in movies, and this thing has been done to death in comedies and movie series and whatever. If we talk about that particular relationship here, it is very normal for a man to be attracted to other women, even up until the day and day of and day after getting married to somebody that they love. Okay? Because humans in the wild, right, are not monogamous. Now, religion and society have forced us to be monogamous, and I'm very, very happy for that. Thank God my husband's monogamous with me, because otherwise he would have left me years ago. But if you really look at instinct, etc., you know, male animals, including humans, are designed to propagate their seed and to lay with a female species of their choice and choosing at that, you know, particular time. There are studies of certain animals being monogamous. I think dolphins are monogamous, and humans can be monogamous. They can be, and we've seen many humans be monogamous. But is that in our instinct? No. Is that in our nature? No, it's not. Now, we do it because we don't want to get kicked out of our church or our temple. We don't want to lose our marriage. We don't want to mess with our kids. And it's actually evolutionarily advantageous for humans to do that. To, you know, rear their children and to, you know, have that family bond. You know, having another male animal come into your den with your younglings, and that male animal's younglings, he wants to have, you know, receive the inheritance of the lands and the hut and the livestock, and so the other younglings could now be hurt because the new man's, you know, offspring are supposed to be favored. And so these things, the reason why we did turn monogamous and why society ended up moving towards that direction is there was an evolutionary advantage to that. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's in our instinct yet. So if you have a gorgeous lady you're with, but you are attracted to other women, I hate to say this, but it's normal. Now, it doesn't make your situation any easier, and I don't think you're ready to get married at all. But if you find your wife hot, and or your soon-to-be wife hot, and you find your, you know, her friends hot, that means you are capable of being attracted to multiple people. And monogamy might not be your thing. Now, love keeps you monogamous. Love keeps you, and fear, okay, keeps you monogamous. But there's going to be some point in your wedding, in your marriage, I should say, where you might fall out of love or not be as in love, or you may confuse those feelings. And like I said, it's normal. Don't feel bad that you think her friends are hot, you know, but I'm reluctant to say you're good to go and you're not going to cheat on her. Okay. And I commend you for thinking this through. Now, what about people who go, wait a second, I am monogamous and I do think my wife's friends are hot. That's fine. That's fine. I mean, you can think other people are hot. I mean, I I'm not going to go into Corey's list, but boy, does he have a bunch of women on that list. You know, when you come up with a celebrity list, I have Viggo Mortensen and Michael Fassbender on my list. You know, I don't know who he has, maybe Gal Gadot, and I don't know who else he has on his list. He won't tell me, but absolutely, while you're married, you're going to think about other people. You know, you're going to see somebody, you know, I don't know, in a movie or on the street and go, wow, you know, that person is gorgeous. You may even think about what sex could be like. That's normal. But my concern with Graydon here is these are people that are very close to his wife and are going to be a constant temptation. See, with my husband, he doesn't care that I think Michael Fassbender is drop-dead gorgeous because he knows I'm never going to meet him. I'm never going to be in a social scenario with him or a social situation. I'm never going to be alone with him up against a wall with him trying to, you know, whatever, okay, or however the fantasy is, okay? And same thing with Viggo Mortensen, okay? I'm never going to be on the Lord of the Rings set with him taking me off on his horse to go somewhere and do the most amazing lovemaking in the world because Aragorn is like such a stud. He knows that's not going to happen. But the problem with Graydon is these are her friends, and her friends are going to be over. Her friends are going to be hanging out. Her friends may sleep over. This is gets too close. Once you're attracted to your spouse's close contacts, you're at higher risk of cheating. Now you may not. You know, you may not, but just know that, you know, being attracted to other people is very normal. Now, how do you stop being attracted? I was asked this a long time ago. We didn't talk about it on air, but one of our listeners asked about how do you talk yourself out of the attraction? Well, there's a few ways to do that, okay? You know, just like with porn, sometimes what you could do is over-immerse, where you get it out of your system. You know, this idea of sowing your oats, you know, there is some truth to that in a way. You know, get it out of your system. Realize that it's not all that it's cracked up to be. That sexual encounters in the movies may not be as choreographed in real life. There may be a lot of things that just don't go well. And, you know, just because that person was quote-unquote hot doesn't necessarily mean that meant for a good sexual experience. So, you know, that's why the whole idea of sowing your oats or the stag party or whatever, it's the idea of getting it out of your system, but I really advise you guys not to sleep with anybody during your stag party. But anyway, all right, or bachelor party or bachelorette party. See, for me, during my bachelorette party, my friends got a stripper. We were up and down the strip in Vegas and stuff. I guess we got a stripper. And that stripper was a couple years younger than us. Well, there is nothing that's such a turnoff than somebody who looks like they could be your baby brother. And we told him to nah, keep the clothes on, and we just talked and had drinks. Nobody had him strip. And that was enough for me to go, you know what? I don't need to be around hot guys. I mean, my husband's hot, but I don't need that. I'm good. My husband's enough for me. And so sometimes an immersion may help. The other is, you know, really, you know, dissect it. You know, so it's boobs. You know, you've touched boobs before. Is it really worth, you know, losing your marriage over for a pair of boobs? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One World Way. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Delia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you living in the Las Vegas area, we are trying to collect school supplies for our teachers so they don't have to keep coming out of pocket throughout the school year. Please go to any nearby Albertsons and Vons and drop off school supplies. Storage One Self Storage, Steinberg Diagnostic Medical Centers, Albertsons and Vons and I are teaming up to make this happen. And we are finding out that Walmart Pharmacy is also going to have areas where you can donate as well for school supplies. Thank you, Walmart Pharmacy. So we got a lot going on for our teachers, and please, please help out. They need paper, pencils, pens, dry erase markers, especially those lead replacements for those mechanical pencils, anything, tissue, whatever you think they need. Valium, please. Don't maybe not donate Valium. All right. Oh, our favorite buddy, Cop Tom from Baltimore, says, from doing rehab work on old homes, he says, it was always my understanding that asbestos is an industry term and not an actual thing. It was told to me that the word came from the structure of certain minerals used in construction. The structure was asbestos form. He said, further, I was told that like lead in some paints, as long as you don't eat it or inhale it, you won't suffer ill effects. He would like somebody in the expert to call in on asbestos. Do we have any asbestos experts out there? Do we? Okay, so this is what I remember learning about asbestos. Apparently they used it back in ancient Greek. I mean, asbestos has been around for a while because it's fire resistant. But mesothelioma, which you've seen many lawyers advertise about, oh, you could have been exposed to mesothelioma. If you got mesothelioma, you know, you could sue and call us and whatever. It's basically scared a lot of people. And I mean, asbestos, okay, per se, asbestos form has been used in the military, it's been used by manufacturers, etc. So from what I understand, the EPA identifies six types of asbestos materials. These are really cool names. If you guys need names for your kids, if you're like, oh man, you know, my wife's pregnant, I don't know what to name my kid. There's chrysolite, tremolite, crocodolite. Yeah, these are real. This comes from asbestos.com, I'm not lying. Amosite, anthophyllite, and actinolite. So, apparently, these are six types of asbestos materials. Chrysolite comprises 90% of the asbestos used commercially in the world. Its fibers are curly and longer than other asbestos types. And people say that the chrysolite, chrysotile, are not as toxic. But scientific studies say no, it could still cause harm. The tremolite is found alongside deposits of talc, vermiculite, and chrysolite. It's responsible, they say, for contaminating the infamous vermiculite mine in Libby, Montana. They say vermiculite, God, I love that word, vermiculite, is a mineral used for the type of insulation, and it was installed in more than 35 million U.S. homes under the brand called Zonalite. Now we got crocodolite. That's really cool. Yeah, crocodolite, like the light. Okay, crocodolite. Manufacturing is crocodolite, which is known as blue asbestos, less than other types of asbestos because it doesn't resist heat as well as other forms of the mineral. It's also very thin, the fibers. But crocodolite is the most harmful type of the asbestos. Now, I could, guys, if I give you guys a, pop quiz, will you guys remember that? That the crocodolite is the worst? Just think crocodiles are pretty scary. Which are worse, crocodiles or alligators? I think crocodiles are worse. Yeah, so just remember that, crocodiles. Okay, next, amosite. Amosite is considered more toxic than chrysolite. Amosite asbestos is found in South Africa, and it often appears brown, and its fibers are shorter and straighter than chrysolite fibers. Okay? Maybe straighter, amore, I don't know. And they say construction projects prefer the amosite. Then you have anthophyllite. Manufacturers don't use it that much because nobody can pronounce it. It is abundant. Oh, it's not as abundant. That's why. And I guess it was mined in Finland, and there are some North Carolina and Georgia anthophyllites mines. And then there's actinolite. Actinolite, straight-shaped fibers, dark in color, commonly combined with vermiculite to make... Oh, you know why? Because it looks like vermicelli. That's why. To make insulation. It was also used in construction materials like drywall and paint. So I guess the Greeks used asbestos in the wicks of eternal flames. Ancient Egyptians embalmed their pharaohs with garments woven with asbestos fibers. The early Romans, according to asbestos.com, used napkins and tablecloths made with asbestos and then tossed them into fires to be cleaned. And they were blown away at how much whiter they emerged from the flames. They say asbestos was also used in Stone Age pottery. And then Charlemagne used it to impress his guests. Marco Polo found it in China. And unfortunately, slaves who wove the asbestos-containing fabrics unfortunately developed these diseases of the lungs. Then, in the Industrial Revolution, late 1800s, that's when there was a huge demand for commercial asbestos mining. Factories that manufactured asbestos-containing products for all walks of life became major employers in cities. The railroad and shipbuilding industry started using it extensively to insulate steam engines and fireproof all sea vessels. Then, later, the automobile industry used it for brakes, clutches, and friction projects. And then, military. They say one-third of mesothelioma victims in this country are military veterans. Why? Because asbestos was used extensively in every branch of the military for the fireproofing and insulating capabilities. So ships, tanks, aircraft, trucks contained asbestos or one of the six asbestos products. So, from the 1930s to the mid-70s, asbestos was very, very prevalent in the military, but now we don't really see it much in the Navy, where we used to see it in ships and submarines, etc. And so, you know, that's why we still, you know, people say, oh my gosh, you know, why do all these homes have asbestos? Again, you know, in the olden days, when it came to fires, you know, remember, you know, when, especially before we had fire trucks and, you know, fire hydrants, etc., you know, if you had a fire, your house was gone. But the big concern that the firefighters and you know, city first responders would have is making sure that fire wouldn't spread. And so it was more of a containment issue. The fire will burn itself out. We just got to make sure it doesn't spread. You know, nowadays it's about, you know, I don't know, maybe I learned that on Pawn Stars. I forget where I heard that from. But so asbestos was pretty, you know, significant in trying to retard fire spreading capabilities. So, you know, there's more when it comes to asbestos, but, I mean, if you were exposed, you know, being screened is smart, you know, having lung function tests and, you know, chest x-rays and, you know, pulmonary function tests, I think is a smart thing to do. But it's a shame that, you know, something that we thought was a good product, wasn't so good for the body. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of toxic, Fukushima. Nuclear reactors, quote, giant ice wall is almost finished. You guys heard about this? Apparently, they are freezing the last section of a $320 million ice wall designed to combat widespread water contamination at the site of the worst nuclear accident in this generation. Tokyo Electric Power, TEPCO, began pumping coolant into the remaining 7 meters of its 1.5 kilogram underground wall, which encircles the 4 reactors along Japan's northeast coast. Underground pipes circulate the coolant and freeze soil around the buildings. This 30-meter deep wall is designed to block underground water from nearby mountains from flowing into the shattered complex and then seeping into the Pacific, causing the radioactive material to go into the ocean or other people's waterways. It reportedly expected to take over 2 months until it's frozen. And I guess they have been building this barrier since March 2016. And it's an interesting idea. I don't know if it's 100%, but it's interesting nonetheless. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.